Hi friends, I'm gonna give this a couple minutes. Hopefully a couple people will join the call, but I just had a quick message to talk about tonight. It has to do with tracking your return on investment. So sorry I'm sitting kind of funny, but when I sit straight up, the light makes me look like I'm kind of dead. So we'll try this. But anyways, thanks for being here tonight. I wanna talk about calculating return on investment. Sounds like a boring topic, but it's very, very important if you're investing in any form of marketing. Hi, Julie. Hi, Heidi. Thanks for being here. So I talked to a client today, and he was telling me about some of the marketing that he's done in the past and how his marketing company has communicated with him. And I had an opportunity to look at a bunch of reports. And leads are great. So I don't obviously not like leads. I enjoy talking to new people, and that's all fine and dandy. But when all of your reporting has to do with looking at how many leads you got and the cost to acquire a new lead and leads, to me, that just doesn't matter. So does it really matter if you got 50 or 100 leads if at the end of the day, those were not quality leads? And so what do I mean by quality leads? I mean qualified leads. It really depends. The message that you put out there matters. So if you're putting out a message or a special offer that says free dentistry, or, and I'm not talking like a free consult or a special offer. I'm all for special offers if they convert. But if you put out a message that's like, you know, the cheapest dental implant possible, or the, you know, this mega Invisalign special, is that patient going to come to you, become a regular part of your practice, and is it going to be worth the cost to acquire that new patient? So it's not just about leads and cost to acquire a lead, it's about actual ROI. So what is the real ROI for your investment? So next time you get some super complicated report that is kind of explaining, well, this is how much you invested and this is how many hits your website got. Again, keep in mind, people can manipulate those numbers. So for instance, if I wanted to put a tracking number on 10 or 20 websites and report the numbers and the traffic to a website, those numbers are manipulated. You can manipulate those. So at the end of the day, to protect yourself and make sure that the money that you're investing is truly worthwhile, you need to look at a couple different things. So I'm going to show you how to do that. So one, you're going to look at the cost to acquire a new patient, not a lead, per marketing method. So you'll break down all of the things that you're investing in and the things that don't cost money but cost time. And you'll want to calculate your time investment. So right now, there's a lot of people that are doing like do-it-yourself Facebook ads and do-it-yourself this and do-it-yourself that. Well, what is your time worth? And if you have an employee that you're paying to manage these things, what are you paying them hourly? Because that all adds up too. So true cost to acquire a new patient per marketing method. Hi, Claudia. Hi, Dante. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Brian. Hi, Barry. I'm so glad you guys are here. And feel free to chime in if you have any feelings about this, because it's something I am constantly trying to educate people about. So you'll break down each marketing method, and you can delegate this to somebody on your team. Break down each marketing method, what you're investing on a monthly basis, how many actual new patients it's bringing in, not leads, actual new patients, and then take it a step further and find out what those patients are investing with your practice. How is that actually turning out for you? So again, you want to make sure that your marketing's working beyond leads and these arbitrary stats or traffic to your website. Do you really care if I get 2,000 people to your website? Does it really matter if none of them call you? And if the people that call you are just looking for a free deal, does that really matter? So that's where you can start to diagnose the opportunities in your marketing plan, is once you have these numbers. And if you need help creating these reports or really figuring out what's working, reach out to me. Let's plan a conversation, because nothing pains me more than when someone's investing thousands of dollars a month and they don't really know what they're getting out of it. Or if it's just, maybe it's all just working together and creating our practice, but maybe half of that could be reinvested into something that works a little bit better. So again, it's not that I don't like leads, it's just that at the end of the day, they don't really matter if it's not leading to real relevant business for your practice or for your consulting business. So thank you all for being here. I'm definitely open to continuing this conversation. Also, I want to encourage you all to post in the forum. So right now it's a lot of me posting and it's a fairly new group, but I'm having a ton of fun with it. So if you have a business related question that you want to post or an opinion that you want to state, go for it. I do moderate because I want to keep the forum positive and I want to make sure that we're here to help each other and we're not just trying to, you know, sell a million different products or a million different things. But if you do have something that you want to tell people about, reach out to me prior and I'll let you know if it's an okay post, or go ahead and post it and I'll put it through if I feel it brings enough value. So thank you all so much for being so supportive. I am absolutely loving this group. I'm having so much fun with it. And I hope that you're all finding a ton of value. Like I said, once we get to 5,000 members, I'm going to be posting free ads and some different things that you can do. We're going to be raffling off a ton of marketing for a lucky winner. So invite your friends, add useful content, and just have fun. Thank you guys so much. Have a great night. Bye.